Good Friday afternoon, everybody. Brian Newbert here from goldenblack.com. Once again, where else? At home. This is going to be our Friday and last of the week. Goldenblack.com daily quarantine simulcast, as we're calling it. This will be our last for the week because I'm really only doing them on weekdays, even though there's, for a lot of us, there's really no difference between weekdays and weekends. But I'm trying to be reasonable about this and only doing it on weekdays. So this is Friday's Spirit of Full Disclosure. It is Thursday afternoon. I am doing it Thursday afternoon for Friday. I do have to do this very quickly because there's a ceiling fan in this room that I have to turn off to keep the whirring sound to a minimum for recording. And late in the afternoon, this window here makes this room really hot. So I'm going to melt if I go more than 10 minutes on this thing. Nobody wants that to happen. Nobody wants to watch me melt. Once again, this is brought to you by our sponsors, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Follett's Purdue Bookstores, the Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. As always, want to remind you, the Sixth Street Dive in Lafayette remains open for carryout orders. Unbelievable chips and queso, if you ask me. So please keep them in mind if you're looking for dinner tonight, you're local. Also, our friends of the company, Bruno's and Arnie's, remain open for carryout, as does the Whitaker Inn in West Lafayette for carryout. So please, if you want to support local business, if you want to support our local restaurants, if you want to support people who've been good to our company, please keep them in mind. Sixth Street Dive, Arnie's, Bruno's, and the Whitaker Inn on top of our other sponsors. So today's topic, I am having to get a little bit creative here to do this every day. I did get an email from somebody asking me kind of a little bit of the nuts and bolts of Purdue's offensive line situation for this coming football season. So I figured I would pull that out and just talk about that for a few minutes. I think it's from a big picture perspective. I think the offensive line and the line of scrimmage in general are probably the biggest area where Purdue has to continue to make strides as a program in terms of player development, in terms of recruiting, in terms of whatever else. It's just critically important. It's not an issue unique to this current era of Purdue football, where Purdue has had some modest difficulty building high-level offensive lines, building high-level defensive lines. Purdue, the Joe Tiller years toward the end there, Purdue had some really good offensive lines, some really good defensive lines. Obviously, it has been a struggle ever since then to be physical enough and to be consistently experienced at the line of scrimmage. And obviously, that is not to be trifled with in the Big Ten especially. But when you look at Purdue last season, you know, short yardage obviously was such a struggle. Keeping your quarterbacks upright in a vertical passing offense tends to be important, and so on. I don't have to tell you all the reasons why being up to the challenge at the line of scrimmage is important, not just for Purdue, but for any football team. I don't really know necessarily a lot personnel-wise to get into the nuts and bolts of it, because I think a lot of it stands to change. But I do think Purdue has a nice building block in Grant Hermans at left tackle. He is obviously a fifth-year senior now. I think he has a chance to be a pretty good player as a fifth-year senior. I think obviously he has to stay healthy like everyone else. That has been something that has plagued him a little bit throughout his career. I think this will be a really interesting season, whatever this coming season looks like, in light of all that's going on in terms of players' ability to stay healthy, because this offseason is going to be so non-traditional. And again, I say that with the asterisk of what is the offseason? We don't even know. You know, the recruiting dead period was extended to May 31st. I think it stands to reason to suggest that athletic activities period will probably mirror that at best. So who knows what this offseason is going to look like. But if this is a compromised offseason, which it almost certainly will be, what does that mean for players' ability to stay healthy? I'm not just talking about Grant Hermans there. I'm talking about players in every team, everywhere. But it is perhaps a little bit of a more intriguing question for Purdue coming off the season that they came off last year with that horrible run of injury misfortune. I do think Grant Hermans is a good starting point. I do think the second part of that second piece of that puzzle is you need your young guys to be better. You need them to take a step from point A to point B this season and do it again with a compromised offseason. Will Bramel, I think, has a chance to be a pretty solid player. I think he was on the field sooner than ideally you would like to have a player on the field as much as he was on the field. Eric Miller obviously played a good portion of the season as well at offensive tackle. Again, a guy that you probably would like to be putting on the field later in his career, give him a little bit more time in the oven, so to speak. But that was kind of the nature of Purdue's situation on the offensive line. They needed those redshirt freshmen on the field now, and they kind of had to play through some struggles, and struggle they did. But I think it was critical that they had really good off seasons to complement, you know, the experience they gained last season. I think this was a critical off season for Will Bramel to try to become a little bit more agile, a little bit more athletic, a little quicker on top of bigger, stronger, whatever else. Eric Miller, I think, obviously is a guy with a lot of height, a lot of length, kind of what you like in a pass blocking offensive tackle. Needs to get bigger, needs to get more physical, needs to get stronger, clearly. But I think those guys needed really good off seasons to go along with the experience that they gained last season as redshirt freshmen. Whether they're going to have that opportunity, that kind of remains to be seen here. But again, a problem everyone in college football is dealing with, not just Purdue. Purdue's got to figure out center. Obviously, Sam Garvin kind of held things down for much of the season after Victor Beach hurt his back or exacerbated a pre-existing back injury. Who knows where things stand with him? I can't claim to know all the nuts and bolts there, but I think Sam Garvin probably is your guy right now. I've wondered if Purdue wouldn't move Will Bramel inside at some point. I feel like, to me, just what I look for in offensive linemen, obviously I'm not a coach. I'm not a professional football anything. Will Bramel has always seemed like a guy who could move inside pretty comfortably. He seems like he has that sort of body type. It seemed like perhaps that would play to his strengths a little bit better than having to play on the edge at this stage of his career. I've kind of wondered if they wouldn't kind of look at their options there in terms of moving somebody else inside the center or at least guard to plug up some holes there. The complication there is then who do you put in a tackle? It's not like Purdue is teeming with great ready-made physically mature, experienced options here. So you have to maximize your resources the best you can in the moment. And I'm not sure Purdue can afford to get too cute with kind of moving guys around. But I have kind of wondered about Will Bramel, whether or not he would get a look at center. I think Gus Hardwig, Spencer Hulstag, last year's redshirt freshman, you got a couple of young guys, Josh Kaltenberger enrolled early as well. You got some young guys who can conceivably fit into center long term. I think Gus Hartwig is, in particular, is going to be a really nice prospect for Purdue. You don't want freshmen. Ideally, you don't want freshmen having to play. That's getting younger is very rarely the solution unless you're talking about supreme talent. And whether those guys are supremely talented enough to step in right away over players who've actually been on the field already, actually have some chronological age, some experience in the program. I think you'd probably rather have the experienced guys out there. That being said, if this is a wash of an offseason for everybody, then that could be kind of the great equalizer here. But I think center is going to be obviously a really big question on top of the two guard positions. Obviously, those are relatively up in the air as well. But I think, you know, this was a situation for the second year in a row where Purdue really needed a transfer to come in and help them right away or give them at least, at the very least, some added depth, some added competition. Obviously, the year has not run its course yet. The graduate transfer wire occurs constantly. That being said, it is April 2nd and Purdue doesn't have a graduate transfer that I'm aware of lined up for the offensive line after it wanted one, needed one last year and didn't get one for whatever reason. I think at one point in time, they probably had some, felt pretty good about somebody that fell through. But now you really would like to have somebody, and to my knowledge, they don't. So the possibility certainly exists some point in the next couple of months, manna falls from heaven, so to speak, and you find somebody who can help you right away. But counting on that at this point obviously would seem a little bit overly positive, overly rosy a viewpoint. I don't know. I don't know where they are with that. I know they're going to constantly look. I know they are looking now. I know they will keep looking until they have somebody, if they can get somebody. But once again, it is April 2nd here. So you really would have liked to have had some immediate help. If you can't get some, you just gotta dance with the girl who brung you, so to speak, as Joe Tiller used to say. Make the best of what you have. Work with the guys you worked with last year. Hope, hope, hope that they are better players now than they were a year at the end of last season. Try to figure out ways to maybe put them in more positions to be successful. Whatever it may be, you just have to get a little bit more out of your offensive line than you got last season. It is there is a little bit of difference here this year. I don't know how much this matters, but Purdue did bring in another, I guess, voice for its offensive line room in Neil Callaway, the former UAB head coach, who's a longtime offensive line guy. He's in here as an analyst, not necessarily on-field coaching, not necessarily hands-on coaching, but somebody who can, per my understanding for those jobs, can watch film, can consult basically, can offer another viewpoint on, you know, how things are going, how they should go from here. How much that helps you get better from year one to year two, I couldn't even venture a guess, but it is an interesting dynamic too on the offensive line from a coaching perspective. But the single biggest thing long term for Purdue on the offensive line is I think they just have to, they have to get this up and running. They have to get a higher caliber of recruit in the door, and they have to get their player development situation moving in a positive direction. You want to be replacing seniors with third year sophomores and juniors, and not have to get in a position where you are A, putting freshmen on the field all the time, and then dealing with the ramifications that come with inexperience on the offensive line, but also scrambling every spring looking for an older guy to plug in for 1 year, then losing that guy and then having to go find another one. The margin for error there is pretty slim, and it's not an easy thing to do, because you can go get somebody, but going and getting somebody doesn't guarantee you that he's going to be David Steinmetz, or he's going to be Dennis Edwards or somebody like that. Those guys who've really impacted things in a positive manner for Purdue over the years. The graduate transfer wire is extremely competitive. It's probably over recruited just because people have free scholarships normally, and it's probably better just to have another body as opposed to an open scholarship. So I think these guys get more offers a lot of times than the caliber of themselves as a player really dictates. That makes the marketplace very, very difficult. But Purdue has had to rely on it quite a bit over the years, and that's not just a Jeff Brohm issue. That goes back long before he ever got to Purdue. It has been an issue really since the end of the Joe Tiller era, if not deep into the Joe Tiller era. But the solution to that is not one that occurs overnight. Is you have to get a higher caliber of recruit in the door. Those players have to get better every year. You have to do a good job developing your players. You have to do a great job in your strength and conditioning program. Again, Purdue is between strength and conditioning coaches right now. On top of this being the most non-traditional college football offseason probably ever, but Purdue's got to get a higher caliber of recruit in the door, make those players better, get some continuity going in terms of its ranks, in terms of its player development, in terms of its ability to replace experience with relative experience as opposed to utter inexperience. And then, you know, Purdue will have, you know, its offensive line situation up to speed. And that's obviously critical, not just at Purdue, but pretty much everywhere. But when you look at what has happened the last couple of years in terms of Purdue in short yardage, and Purdue's health at the quarterback position, you know, those are two things that are of paramount importance to a football offense, to a football team in general. And this, as long as Jeff Brohm is going to be here, this is going to be a vertical passing offense. You have to be able to pass protect. To me, I think Purdue has to get more athletic on the offensive line, just as much as it has to get bigger and stronger. I think athleticism combined with strength is a really difficult commodity to find, and the kids who have it are going to Michigan, they're going to Ohio State, they're going to Alabama, they're going to those places. They're really, really hard to get at a place like Purdue. So I can't speak today. They're really hard to get at a place like Purdue. You got to develop them. It's as simple as that. You have to develop them. You got to get lucky a couple times and get some really high-end guys, and you kind of have to piecemeal together things together sometimes with the graduate transfer wire, and that's something for the past recruiting cycle and a half now they haven't been able to do. And it's conceivable that after this whole thing lifts, Purdue goes out and finds somebody. But as of right now, again, they don't have somebody, and it's April 2nd. So I think that kind of speaks for itself. So we'll kind of see where Purdue is from here. Purdue has to get the offensive line figured out. They have to get quarterback figured out. They have to get a lot of things figured out to be the sort of offense I think they want to be next season. So that's kind of what I got on the offensive line. I just basically wrote down offensive line, and I talked for 15 minutes. That is a gift. You either got that or you don't, people. So once again, for your Friday, goldenblack.com daily quarantine, simulcast, this is Brian Newbert. Once again, thank you to our sponsors, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and the Charters Team Remax Ability Plus. I want to remind people once again, if you're looking to support our local businesses, if you're looking for dinner, whatever it might be, please keep in mind the Sixth Street Dive, which remains open for carryout, obviously. Arnie's, Bruno's, and the Whitaker Inn in West Lafayette all remain open for carryout orders. So please, once again, keep them in mind if you're looking for carryout dinner, whatever it may be. We will talk to you guys again on Monday following the weekend. I hope everyone has a pleasant, relaxing weekend. Please take care of yourselves, and please help take care of everyone else. Thanks, everybody.